Okay.
Hello.
The recording.
All right, wait. I want to get a drink of water first. One sec.
It's a good idea.
Okay, for a second I thought it was...
I'm gonna grab one.
I'll be right back.
Oh, fuck that. I guess I'm doing it as well.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of the JurassicWorld.org podcast. My name's Jack. I'm joined with Chris and Assis. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We are back, and we are with...
Can that be any more awkward?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're back with new microphones. Hopefully, we sound fantastic for you guys.
I mean, let's be honest. I always sound fantastic. Now I just sound fucking fantastic.
I mean, we'll agree to disagree on that one, but yeah, let's let's move ahead. Jurassic World. It's been a rocky week. It's been a horrible Monday. People did not like Monday. I mean, obviously, let's just skip over the news because there is no news. Let's just go straight for the leak and talk about that. So,
yeah.
So obviously, in the last podcast we did on Sunday, we spoke about the Isla Nublar map, and everyone seemed to be happy with that.
Everyone liked it. Yeah. I mean, because it's really cool stuff.
It is, and so yeah. Thank you, audience, for really liking that and spreading the podcast around. Monday, Joe Blow.
Holy fuck, Monday.
Yeah. Joe Blow released some more information by, according to them, a very reliable source. I have spoken to Paul Shirley through email, just me and him, and he does seem very genuine with his source. Unfortunately, he can't, for obvious reasons, he can't say who his source is.
Oh yeah, of course.
But he seems to really believe his source. Yeah. Do you wanna go through that?
Let's just flat out come out and say it. It's not like we ourselves hadn't heard that the dinosaur was going to be fictional. This is something that we have known for quite a little while now, and it's something that we've been kind of biting our tongue on saying. I don't think any of us realized it was going to be a hybrid, per se, other than the cuttlefish part. That part actually I saw coming from a mile away because I knew about its ability.
I mean, it makes sense, especially, you know, the whole Carnosaur and the Michael Crichton thing with the whole camouflage. It makes sense to have it, that they would use that as something in Jurassic World.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea that it's engineered because I would have never bought, like, a dinosaur being able to do that naturally on its own. So I like the idea that they, you know, took the cuttlefish camouflage genes and made it happen that way.
So I think that was possibly... Well, the other bit of news was that there would be tamed dinosaurs, and that's the news that people hate, because obviously 2004, that script, the John Sayles, William Monahan idea, was tamed dinosaurs, raptors spliced with human DNA. People hate that. I hate that. It's not Jurassic Park. It doesn't work. We never thought we'd hear that again, but apparently, according to Joe Blow...
It's happening.
Although...
I think people are just taking it the wrong way. I think people are being confused between the words tame and domesticated, because a trained raptor is not going to do like tricks like a dog, because, you know, dogs are domesticated and whatnot, right?
Mm. Yeah, and I think that is absolutely fair to say, but at the same time, I mean, with what they're given to go off of, I mean, it basically says, hey, there's going to be good guy dinosaurs, and you're like, good guy dinosaurs, a good T-Rex, and what immediately comes to mind is like literally a T-Rex like looking at the hero. They like stare deeply in each other's eyes. They nod at each other, and then Chris Pratt hops on the Tyrannosaur's back. His army of Velociraptors behind him charges forward as they attack the D-Rex.
And oops.
Oh, are we dropping that name? Let's do it.
We are now.
D-Rex.
Ooh. Fucking D-Rex.
I don't know D-Rex. If it's actually going to be the real name. I don't... I'm still convinced
that...
You
dropped the name, man.
That's badass. Perfect.
I don't think that's going to be the real name. I think it's, like, maybe a name that's circulating around the crew, but that said, like, it has popped up. A lot of people have brought us that name, and it's kind of
it's
terrifying.
It's come up in different circles. It's... Yeah. The other bit is... Well, basically, they just summarized the park. They said it'll be a real running theme park, complete with a monorail, which we know, shops, rides, and shows, as we know.
They dropped the gyrosphere name. We got an idea of what that is.
Last episode, me and you, Chris, we were really confused what that was, weren't we?
Yeah, and he said it's like something that you, like, you get inside of and it brings you up close to the dinosaurs. So
yeah.
it's something different than a monorail. I mean, I almost picture it like as some sort of like glass domed ride, like some protect, like almost like you're inside of a glass cage and it just kind of swings you around the dinosaurs and everything like that. So
that's exactly what I pictured. Yeah, it's sort of like Operation Genesis in the way the jeeps go right in. You know, that's what I imagine because where it's positioned on the map is right. You know, in the Triceratops bit, isn't it? So it's like
Triceratops territory.
I don't know. It's weird, but at least they told that. So we know that the information from Joe Blow is legit. I mean,
yeah, it matches up with. I mean, that bit definitely matches up with what was on the map.
And the dino petting zoo we've heard since the first day filming, and the hologram info center is also something I've heard. I heard the you know, visitors have a hologram thing where they can go up to certain bits on the map.
Oh, kiosks, yeah.
Yeah, and do this and that. So
we forgot to mention that when we were going down the legend.
Yeah, we did.
Because
we did.
How did we miss that? Because that's definitely on the legend.
I don't know how we missed. I mean, I think we were trying to be cautious. We ended up saying everything, and then we cut back a little bit, didn't we? So
yeah, exactly. I mean, and out of all honesty, the reason – I mean, I still don't think those are huge spoilers, and I think right now people need things like that are fun to be excited about. That way they can remember, like, hey, this is still going to be a Jurassic Park movie. Like, when we saw – when like, basically after the bad news hit, I think Realtors Hawaii had the same idea. They're like, this – people are in a bad mood, and this is kind of hurting. Let's post pictures of the paddock. This will get people excited. They'll say, hey, that looks like Jurassic Park. Never mind. I think I can be excited for this movie still.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
which is good. I mean, I think it needs grounding. The whole bit of news, everyone freaked out about, but it really needs context to be. It's like, it seems to me it's small bits of a big story that, without this big story crafted around them, it seems ridiculous. But but in the story, I don't know.
We all saw Godzilla, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, these are mild Godzilla spoilers. Let's not like go into actual spoilers. But Godzilla, in a way, is kind of portrayed as a good guy in the new movie, and he's not. I mean, all he wants to do is defend his territory. However, humans aren't a threat to him, so he essentially, you know, us as the audience can root for Godzilla because he shares a common enemy with humanity in the movie, and he doesn't mess with humanity. I mean, they're shooting at him, but he really doesn't care because it has nothing to do with him. He's more worried about the other monsters. Yep. And I'm wondering if, in a way, our hero T-Rex and hero Raptors are going to be like an exaggerated version of the end of Jurassic Park, where you root for the T-Rex because he comes in and takes out the Raptors. He doesn't care about the humans. He takes out the Raptors. I wonder if we're going to see him hunting down our D-Rexes. That name better not, I don't know. That doesn't flow, and it sounds very King Kong. It's like they wanted to call it a V-Rex, and they realized King Kong already did that, so they're like, D-Rex? DNA-Rex? I don't know. Like, what is it?
Doesn't it to you mention, was it Teddy Wells who posted the dragon, saving a dragon? Or
punch
saving,
a dragon,
yeah,
save
punch
the dinosaur.
Dragon, D-Dragon, Dragon-Rex? I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there.
Dragon-Rex, oh my god.
I know nothing.
I think he was just being sarcastic and knowing that he had a lot of attention. I think he was just kind of joking around, but that would be really fun. Other than, I'm like, Dangerous-Rex? DNA-Rex? Dragon? Dangerous-Rex? That sounds like, I mean, that should be like a Twitter handle. Dangerous Rex.
Assis, what did you think of the news?
You know what? I liked it a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. The tame dinosaurs is interesting. I've always wanted to see the genetic splicing type of angle in Jurassic Park movies more, so I'm super pumped about that. I think people are getting a little bit too worried that this the D-Rex is not going to look like a dinosaur, like some wicked-ass mutant thing. But I think, you know, it's still going to look like a regular dinosaur, right? To the general audience.
I think so.
We've never... God, I would kill to see what the dinosaur looks like. But we've all kind of heard different rumors.
Oh, God. That's awful.
We've all heard rumors describing what the dinosaur looks like over, like, basically, like, the past year, has it been?
Yeah, about various sources, and you know, there's loads of people who have been in touch and said this and that, and you never know if you believe them, but you add something together in your mind. So in my mind, it never came across as some sort of mutant, weird, snake-headed thing.
What I heard was, like, you know, I heard like stuff like sort of Allosaur-like, but not an Allosaurus. Sort of Mosaicosaurus-like, but not a Mosaicosaurus. So, you know, like, both of those animals could look the same if they're about the same size, sort of. So I'm thinking it's going to be kind of like a mean-looking, you know, beefy Mosaicosaurus or a mean-looking Allosaurus type of animal. Like, you're not, it's, no one said it's like a giant plus-sized velociraptor-footed Tyrannosaur head, raptor armed, you know, mutant creature. Like, everyone basically said, like, oh, I'm not sure what dinosaur was, but, you know, some people thought it might have been an abelisaurid, which is like the family that Carnotaurus belongs to.
People really want that.
Yeah, I think it is a shame that's not going to be a Carnotaurus, especially because this dinosaur obviously is influenced by the Lost World's Carnotaurus. With its ability, which is awesome. I'm really excited to see that. I mean, I was very skeptical about that because I didn't think I would buy it until they're like, oh, well, they engineered it with a cuttlefish. I'm like, okay, I can buy that now. I don't buy a dinosaur naturally having that ability. However, because, I mean, you just don't see, you don't see reptiles with that strong of camouflage ever. So the fact that they're saying, oh, well, they messed with the genes and they brought in cuttlefish, I'm like, okay, you know what? I can believe that they maybe somehow, if in a world that you can clone dinosaurs, you can probably engineer a dinosaur with cuttlefish DNA.
I mean, I really do not think that it's the case of, you know, Dr. Wu was like, let's get a cat, let's get a Rex, let's get this. You know, they weren't just playing, they weren't just coming up with some crap, you know. I think it really is a case of they were trying to create something magical and crazy for the Jurassic Park audience, as in the people who visit the park. And you know, they're trying to create this amazing thing. They're like, camouflage.
Can I throw a theory out there of why it's a fictional dinosaur? And this is literally, I promise you, just a theory. I have no idea if this is real or not. Just a theory. That way Universal can own the dinosaur. Because think of it. After Jurassic Park, they showed a Dilophosaurus with a frill. And a ton of other, like, collectibles and toys threw frills on Dilophosaurs. This way, they've got a made-up dinosaur. Basically, they own its appearance and its ability, and it can't be knocked off. You know, people can't make a Carnotaurus that has chameleon abilities, like for toys and in other forms of media. So basically, this way, Universal owns the copyright on whatever dinosaur they create. They can make it like a dinosaur, but they own it. They can craft it. They can create it. Now, I still would rather see a real dinosaur because that's what I love about Jurassic Park. You can see dinosaurs, and there's so many different dinosaurs that I've wanted to see come to life. But if they make it seem like a dinosaur and not a monster, I'm game. I'm not entirely, like, I would have rather had a real dinosaur, but I'm not put off by it as much as, like, oh, well, I just hope that the real dinosaurs that they have in the movie are still really cool. I mean, we've got a Mosasaur. We've never seen one of those coming in. Technically a reptile, not a dinosaur, but,
people
you know.
People are almost stepping over that a little bit, but, you know, there's a few people who are like, yeah, we're forgetting, you know, Mosasaur. It's cool. We're getting one of them, and that's something we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
That alone is like, that's fucking cool, because we're going to get marine dinosaurs, you know.
And actually, I theorize that our super predator is actually the Mosasaur. I think, like, instead of, you know, putting a new land super predator into the mix, like, you know, Spinosaurus, it didn't work out. Nobody really liked that. There might be a few weirdos. There might be a few weirdos like you guys, but, but let's be honest, for the most part, most people you talk to, they weren't fond of the Spinosaurus.
Because of the way it was introduced, the Spinosaurus itself is damn cool. I don't like how it was made to be some vicious monster, you know.
Monster.
I like the Spinosaurus. It's a damn cool design.
It's a cool dinosaur, but I didn't like the design. It had, like, a duck face and it had pudgy arms.
It was cool, man. All right, whatever. But
I'm sorry. It wasn't the worst in the world, but if you look at its concept art, it looked meaner, fiercer, and looked more like an animal in the concept art. And then the final design, I don't know. I just wasn't super fond of it. Also, the animatronic, like, we've been through this. Whatever.
Yeah, we've done this chat. So, the news. So pretty much it's gone down terribly. All the comments on our site are like, must be a joke. Joe Blow, some people are finding it hard to believe that Joe Blow would have this news. They're thinking maybe it's a rumor, maybe it's a lie. Assise found yesterday that Nerdist pretty much had reconfirmed the news, saying that it's the Super Dino is a genetic experiment by Bryce Dallas Howard, who works at Jurassic World, designing exciting new dino hybrids to thrill tourists. Sounds realistic, sounds like something that would happen. And the most interesting thing with that is that the Nerdist is owned by Legendary. So what does that say?
I mean, I imagine that their opinions are still of their own, but it's very possible they might have contacts. I mean,
well, they said they their source checks out. I mean, it's
probably
didn't go into Legendary and be like, oh, by the way, it's just true, because I doubt
exactly.
But and, like, maybe they just know. Maybe because they work at Legendary, they're just aware that that's the thing, you know, because it's obviously something that people talk
about. Or maybe, maybe they heard it, like, you know, water cooler time. I mean, I doubt it's something like that's accessible for them, but when you, you know, when you share a parent company, I'm sure water cooler, like, conversations are bound to crop up, and you're bound to find out things that your branch isn't necessarily, you know, like, they're obviously not supposed to know the story of Jurassic World because it doesn't really pertain to them. However, by association, they're probably, if we're able to get emails from random people that we don't know with rumors that then that check out, we're like, wait, really? Like, that random rumor from that random, it was true? Wait, who is this person? Why are they giving us this information?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if that's happening to us, then absolutely that sounds fair that they would have a decent idea of what they're talking about. Although I still believe that Henry Wu probably has something to do with the dinosaur as well.
No, definitely. I mean, there's especially no with working at Jurassic. Although he obviously knows. No, because in Trevorrow's interview, he says, you know, it's for the audience to decide whether
he's a good guy. Because he said, like, well, he obviously sees himself as a hero. So that, I mean, that basically says, hey, this guy is going to be the one that kind of does some really, really amazing things with genetics, but it's going to go bad.
Yeah, it's going to stir something up. That kind of confirmed it for a lot of people, you know, the fact that the Nerdist confirmed it as well. And I think it's freaked people out, man. This news has freaked people out. But the concept itself has been around since the John Sayles script.
And maybe before that.
Another video you sent, the AMC Movie Talk, John Schnapp? John Schnapp, the producer, said that they've talked about doing something similar to this where they combine a rhino and a dinosaur. And if you remember the Carlos Haunt artwork, there was a rhino human dinosaur type thing.
Yeah, it kind of looked like the Hulk. Yeah. Talking about that one. I'm not, you know, was he talking about that? Or was he talking about something a little bit more animalistic? It's hard to say. Like, was he talking about the stuff that we've all seen online? Or was he talking about something else?
He said he'd seen something.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now, and it's a T-Rex rhino standing next to a human, the green monster thing.
I saw that as a Triceratops, to be honest with you. I saw that as, like, a Triceratops and a human, not a rhino. Yeah, part of me wonders if he... So remember the canceled 2011 Jurassic Park toy line that finally came out in 2013, how it has a Pachyrhinosaurus, an Allosaurus, a Carnotaurus, and a Stegosaurus? Well, people pointed out the Pachyrhinosaurus really has the build and body of a rhino rather than a Pachyrhinosaurus, because Pachyrhinosaurus has a stumpy – they have a stumpy nose. They don't have a horn, and plus the body's a little bit wrong on the toy. Really nice toy. However – that toy basically looks like they got the concept of a Pachyrhino and a rhino and put them together. And part of me wonders if, like, if that was directly influenced by some of the early Blue Sky, like, pitches for Jurassic Park 4 that were going on, you know, right then. Because, you know, we've got this beautiful Allosaur that's spiky and scaly. Looks really nice. Best Jurassic Park toy put out, honestly. And the Carnotaurus and Stegosaurus haven't been released yet, but, you know, everyone's seen pictures. And there's more that people haven't seen yet that exist.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting when you sent me that, Aziz. I was like, because, I mean, he's in the industry. He's probably, you know, like you said, he's heard things and he's seen things. And this concept has been going on for so long that no doubt they change things around. Maybe Joe Blow's information is coming from an old script, like people have suggested, and maybe Colin was like, well, no, we need to ground it a bit. Maybe he's changed things around. Maybe there isn't tamed dinosaurs. We don't know what Colin's redrafts have done.
I'm pretty sure it's the current script.
All right, you know what? Looking at the negative reactions on the internet, I can only assume that Universal is going to do some damage control fairly soon to get this
You know, they don't even really...
I think they need to.
They don't need a damage control, like... per se, like, they don't need to come out and necessarily directly say, hey, no, this is what we're doing, not this.
Yeah, they're gonna give us something, you know. But
a synopsis would be great.
I mean, I made this point on JP Legacy. I said, I tweeted Colin, and I said, you know, the whole Zack Snyder thing, what he did, he leaked a picture of the Batmobile covered, and that's damn cool. If I was a Batman, Superman, looking forward to that film,
and then, like, I'd the next so day. The next day, they revealed it for real.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying... Colin, or let's talk about Star Wars today. Stuff, but I'm saying it would be sweet if they did, because then the fans wouldn't be so tempted to look at all these leaks and rumors. Well, and at the moment, there seems to be a lot of hate towards Jurassic World now because of this leak. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited still.
I'm
still
excited as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that it's fair that anyone would be worried reading that, because it's like, oh, good guy dinosaurs, mutant dinosaurs. And if you take it like at face value, you're like, oh.
It's everyone's worry.
And it sounds like a comic book rather than a Jurassic Park movie. But then you go and you see Real Tours Hawaii, and you see all these beautiful locations that they're filming at, and you're like, this looks more like a Jurassic Park movie than any Jurassic Park movie since the first. Like, this looks... I mean, The Lost World was also a beautiful-looking movie. It had its own thing. But Jurassic Park 3, I mean, that was basically all shot on a soundstage. And, like, you see the places that they're filming. They're doing all these crazy helicopter flyby shots and everything like that. You're like, man, they're really doing a lot with Jurassic World. I think they've spent more time in Hawaii than any of the other Jurassic Park films, actually.
Which is amazing.
So we're going to get, like, a really beautiful-looking movie. When you see that they've, you know, if they know how to nail that part of the aspect, you know... I don't doubt that they know that they're going to nail showing us dinosaurs on the screen. I think we're going to see dinosaurs. I think we're going to see dinosaurs acting as animals. I think that we might see some quote-unquote tame dinosaurs. We'll see how far that extends. But I'm hopeful that it'll turn out pretty cool. I have high hopes. There might be some things that we might go, well, that was weird. Maybe they, you know, maybe there might be a few things that are a little too on the nose. But I think once things start to unfold, we're going to see a really cool Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think we are. I think until we get that trailer, we can't really judge. It's hard to it's hard to judge until you've seen a trailer. I don't know. I'm still really excited for this film. Nothing's really going to change that. I've waited too long to be annoyed by a tiny bit of news, which may or may not be true. Most likely
it's
true.
I mean, it's
yeah,
true.
It is true. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be...
It would have way too many weird coincidences. Like, that would be way too coincidental if it wasn't true. I do agree that Universal should do something about it. They should come out with some information, whether or not it's a video. Like, okay, today they came out with Star Wars Episode 7. They have a charity that can, like, you donate to the charity, and you can earn basically a part in the movie and a set visit.
Oh, my God.
Really cool. Really, really cool. Also, the video, J.J. Abrams on set in Abu Dhabi. It's their Tatooine set, and it's beautiful. There's, like, it looks like an alien marketplace. There's people in costume walking around in the background, like, you know, kind of humanoid aliens. And then, like, halfway through, this animatronic puppeted type of alien walks through, stops, looks at him. There's all these, like, little baby ones coming out of his back. They're puppeted and everything like that, and it kind of walks by. I'm like, oh, my God, this is a Star Wars movie. We just saw an animatronic alien. Like, oh, my God, like... That's like the first... That looks like real Star Wars also, not the prequel crap. I mean, like, that puppeted alien and animatronic... Oh, my God, it looks so awesome. It was so nostalgic. It looked really cool. And, like, it has... Like, we saw just a really cool set. We saw so much happening right there. We didn't see any of the main actors or anything like that. I would love to see something like that for Jurassic World. Yeah, now, given...
I mean, why haven't we had a set video in Hawaii? I mean, I know they don't have to do it. They're not obliged to. But surely after 12 years, they really want to start building hype early. And being like, guys, there is a Jurassic Park coming, you know. And
yeah.
A fucking set tour on Hawaii, man. That's cool. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see that.
Universal hasn't had any really big franchises, though. Like, you know, it's like...
Fast and Furious, though.
But that's not the same type of franchise as, like, something like Jurassic and Star Wars. Like, Universal seems to have lost how to, like, show off and market, like, this type of geek, fandom, sci-fi type of franchise that's, like, building a universe. This isn't just a movie and a series. It's, like, a full universe, a fictional universe of movies. And I think they've lost how to kind of, like, build hype around that type of fan base. And hopefully they regain it, especially working with Legendary, since Legendary did such a good job with Godzilla. I'm hoping that, like, Legendary might take the reins for marketing. And they really know how to do that, you know, that fan-based marketing, like, marketing for the fans. And I just hope that Legendary really, like, maybe swoops in and takes the reins, and we see some really cool things happening.
Godzilla was damn good, like, marketed.
Like Comic-Con and
this is a good time to ask. Somebody, Brian McLean, a long-time follower, I believe, said, I would like to hear your thoughts on the likely/unlikelihood of Jurassic World news at Comic-Con and reasons for either. So, personally, we were talking about this on the last podcast, Chris. I think there has to be something at Comic-Con, or else Universal have just missed out big time. There has to be something, but they're supposed to be filming in New Orleans on the dates, and I mean, it is likely for actors to take a day out, you know, if they're not needed. They, you know, Chris Pratt left Hawaii for a day for an interview and came back. It's likely, but I just somehow I just see where you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, but I do think they're going to have something. I have a very strong reason to believe that if the new park concept hasn't been officially announced by Comic-Con, that Comic-Con will be when they show it off. Probably behind closed doors, but what they're going to have is some sort of photos that kind of hit online at the same time. There's going to be a synopsis and maybe like a brief like trailer, not necessarily even trailer, maybe some brief footage from like, you know, some camera pans and stuff like that that they've captured for the movie, and maybe a few quick looks at the movie.
Why would they do it in a private room? It needs to
because be. You know, honestly, it'll be so unfinished. This movie's going to be very CG heavy. And, I mean, it would just be a few people staring up at mountains instead of, you know, in the final film, it's in the room staring up at mountains and dinosaurs walking by, probably. Maybe. So, no, I mean, I do hope that they have it. I've been told that Comic-Con's supposed to have a presence for Jurassic. I'm not sure how big, but I've been told that, word for word, that Comic-Con would be big for Jurassic World.
Yeah. I feel like it's 100%. Like, if Universal honestly doesn't show up with Jurassic World, they're fucking this up hardcore.
Yeah. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. They've just started filming like a month and a half ago or something like that. So
they've been filming long enough to have something
to have footage. Yeah, absolutely. It just
especially because this is the most glorious footage we're going to get as well. It's on Hawaii. They're shooting 70mm. You know, that's going to be the stuff they really want to show off, I presume.
Well, I guess the big question is when do they start the CG? You know what I mean? Like, are they going to have anything ready? Are they going to have any dinosaur scenes ready?
No. As far as I know, they started pretty much a couple of weeks ago.
Pretty late because they were having trouble nailing dinosaur designs, because I've heard that also.
Okay. I haven't heard that.
Well, what? What's this?
Yeah, I heard that, like, getting the dinosaur designs... Well, not even trouble. They just really wanted to get the dinosaur designs right, so some of them were finalized and some weren't.
I could on them, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, take it slow, you know.
No rush. Not really.
Another Twitter question. How large is the use of animatronics from CGI? Are you guys going to use both equally? I mean, personally, I'm not going to use them both equally.
If I were making it, I would, you know, there'd be a lot of animatronics, but, you know.
Yeah, I'd do it realistically. There'd be animatronics.
And CG.
It could be animatronics. The rest of it would be CG. You know, I'm not going to go stupid and be like, no, let's get animatronics when it doesn't work, you know.
Hybridize it and, you know, make what works best for each scene. Exactly. But I think the biggest thing is when you show restraint. Like, in scenes that have to be CG, then it's like, oh, we're doing CG, we can do whatever we want. And oftentimes it loses that sense of realism and reality, and it gets too big for its own good, and then it gets kind of cheesy. So hopefully they keep the CG... Hopefully this, you know, keep a good balance going. I don't want it to look like, you know, Transformers, where it's like explosions and the craziest action sequence that you can ever imagine.
If Jurassic World was like that, I'd be severely pissed off. I don't like big CG-heavy films, and I know Jurassic World's going to be kind of CG-heavy, I know that, but at the same time, I'm hoping it's done in such a smart way and such a legitimate way as well. Not like Michael Bay, just throw some... It's just, I imagine he looks at a plate and just says, throw some CG in, and they're all just like... Yeah, but what do you want? He's like, it doesn't matter. Just throw some VFX in. Just throw them in. And they're like, yeah, but what do you want? He's like, just throw some in. Just some CG. And like, that's what I imagine, you know.
Some fire, some explosions.
Yeah.
No, but
they
just
make stuff up. They're like, oh, let's throw some helicopters in then. He just said CG, you know, it doesn't matter.
Back to that question, reality-wise. So last year we were hearing that there weren't animatronics in the movie, you know, in the rumor mill.
Yep.
And then this year we started hearing the rumor mill that animatronics were in, and then Colin confirmed it. So balance...
We've heard since then that we're going to be pleasantly surprised with the amount of animatronics.
Did we?
Yeah. That's in the back of my head for some reason.
Okay.
I swear.
I know that Colin said that he did confirm in the Empire article that animatronics were in.
Yeah, but Frank Marshall also confirmed animatronic.
Yeah, that was like 2 years
ago. That's 2012 though.
That was like a while ago that he confirmed animatronics, and he was just like, oh, well, I think we'll use them. And then last year we were hearing that they didn't quite make the cut, that it was going to be all CG. And then we were hearing that, you know, once the delay hit and one of the things that everyone was asking for were animatronics, that it maybe did make the cut because of how many people were like, you know, that sense of grounded reality is what makes Jurassic Park Jurassic Park. We started hearing that they were reconsidered and they were happening.
Yeah, I don't know where I heard it, but I swear we've heard that we were told we'd be pleasantly surprised with the amount. Because we knew that it was going to be a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but I presume they're doing a lot of soundstage work will be animatronics.
Yeah,
and I'm, everything on Hawaii is CG. You know, petting zoo. There was no animatronics there. We would.
Well, there has to be though. If it's a petting zoo, I feel like that's one of the perfect opportunities to show off a tiny thing.
We would know by now.
To be fair, like only two or three actors spoke out, and like they barely spoke out about that. Like for as many extras as they pulled into those scenes, they did a really good job of keeping them quiet. So I mean, hats off to them, and hats off to the extras for actually not going online. Like, you know, I love hearing these things from extras, and I love reporting on them. But if I were on that set, I would never say a damn thing. I wouldn't say a thing about the film, but I'm surprised that nobody has really said anything. So it's really hard to say. They may have had like a baby Triceratops puppet out there or something like that. It's really hard to say. If they didn't have one, what they did have is had something that was like a blue screen stand-in object that people could touch, and then it would be replaced with CG. It's hard to say. You know, they pulled in hundreds and hundreds of people, and they've found the quietest group of extras.
Matt S. Law, the extra, said that he posted a picture from an iPhone, but it was just black, and he said that the producers or somebody from the production put little black tape, little black sticker on everyone's iPhone so they couldn't take a picture.
Oh, really? That's good. That's actually really, really cool and smart. And
because you can't take people's phones off them. But you can tell him not to take a picture, and apparently that's what they did. I don't know if he was joking. I don't know if he was.
Well, you know what? I think you a lot of times if a film, like, you sign a contract, if your phone comes out of your pocket, you have to give it up or like leave it in like the something. Or, I don't know. Basically, they shouldn't see your phones. However, most films that I've done, everyone keeps their phones. Obviously, they hold it. They keep them in their extras holding area and stuff like that because I mean, honestly, your phone is now your professional lifeline essentially. Yeah. So.
But that's what I had. If it was a petting, it was a petting zoo scene, I'd imagine. Yeah, thinking about it, there should have been an animatronic, but I guess
or blue screen. There might have been like literally like a roughed out whatever they're petting. This might have been a blue object or a green object, like a blue screen, green screen
object.
That
would suck,
they touch. And speaking of which, so if the new dinosaur, if there's animatronics for the new dinosaur, considering its ability for camouflage, is it gonna be like an animatronic that's like completely green, that way that they can change the color on the fly? You know what I mean? Like all the texture and everything's there, and they'll be able to light it, and they'll be able to have shadows over it like it was actually in the set, because it is actually there in the set, but there's like no painted detail because it's all flush green, that way they can make the colors change and everything like that. Like do you think that's gonna happen?
That's a damn good, that would be sort of a revolutionary thing.
That's the way I would do it. That's the way I would do feather dinosaurs also, if I had to, in animatronics. feather dinosaurs. Now, hear me out real quick. If someone had to hold one or touch one, so you had to see the feathers kind of wrap and interact with their fingers, I would just have the body have a very low-key green screen-colored body of feathers. Make everything that would not be feathers be detailed and beautiful, and anywhere there's feathers, just kind of keep it light, just where their hands can and can't touch. And that way, when they replace it with CG, they know exactly where the fingers indented and everything. That gives them less to work with. You still have the shadowing and texture and everything like that. I don't know. Personally, I think that would be a good way to do it. I still think that feathers would be a little bit weird to do CG, and they would look really bad if they did them with animatronic, in my opinion. So CG is the only way to do it. But that's another story for another day. And
sorry to cut you off, man. I'm trying to get through these Twitter questions, so it's fair, really. Stephen Ray Morris asks, any news on how large BD Wong's role in the film is? No, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be very similar to the first film, if not just a little bit.
I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty similar to the first book. Now, once again, this is speculation, and let's not spoil the book for people who don't know the book. That way they don't know exactly what goes on with his character. But, I think that we might see the character arc that he had in the book.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hopefully.
I mean, that's sort of what Colin hinted at, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the Empire interview, that he wanted to give him his proper...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll find out soon enough. I'm just so glad he's back. I love his character. That's so interesting. It's so unique that they chose him of everyone.
The news came out of nowhere. He's like, you know, they're like, oh, can you confirm anybody's returning? He's like, no, Grant's not returning. Oh, but by the way, no one knows this. BD Wong, who played Dr. Henry Wu, is coming back. And it's like, what? That came out of nowhere to IGN. Like, no fanfare. Like, he just kind of dropped it so, like, nonchalantly. Like, I'm like,
I liked that, man.
Yeah, I did.
I hope that kind of thing continues, you know.
Remember last year when he tweeted that picture of, like, the location scout and said Nublar on it? Like, I would love to see more things like that. Like, that would keep me happy. If we saw, like, obviously it was just a picture of Hawaiian landscape that anybody can go out there and take it. But the fact that it was for the film, from the film's offices and everything like that, it was so cool. I can't believe
that we're not getting pictures on Twitter from Frank. Like, when he's working on productions before, I'm pretty sure he's tweeted a few pictures and stuff like that. I was kind of waiting for it.
I wonder what the reason why Universal hasn't even announced officially that it's a new park plot. Like, I mean, everyone knows that now. So I wonder why. Are they waiting for, like, some sort of marketing campaign to reveal it? Or, like, do they have some sort of grand plan? Or are they still trying to figure out what their grand plan is, and that's why they haven't announced it? Because they're afraid by prematurely announcing it's a new park, they might miss the chance of doing some sort of cool viral reveal that it's a new park.
Yeah. Who knows? And again, we'll find out. It's sad. Yeah. I want to know more now. But
I do think that with a franchise like this, though, they can't just, like, suddenly be like, you know, the normal, like, put out a trailer 4 or 5 months before it comes out and, like, think that that's going to do the trick. People, they need everybody around the world to be like, there's a new Jurassic coming out. Like, you know, we need a website. We need a marketing campaign. We need news. We need pictures. This is a big deal. This and Star Wars next year are huge. They should really, I mean, look at Star Wars with J.J. Abrams, Mr. Mystery, who doesn't like to reveal anything, has been more talkative about Star Wars than Universal has been with Jurassic. And Jurassic has been in production longer than Star Wars has. Star Wars just went into production like a week ago. And Jurassic
Park... already got an on-set video.
On-set video with animatronic puppets, like all that stuff. Like, you know, we've seen a picture of the entire cast together doing a reading. We need to see some stuff, like silly things, but we do need to see some things for Jurassic Park. You know, we need to start seeing interviews coming out. We need to see the marketing machine, you know, get its gears going. We need to see people talking, and we need to excite people. That way, when weird news like this hits, there's more excitement going on, and you're not going to immediately just have a they're going to wait too long, and there's going to be, like, all these weird negative stories that come out that they're just going to have to try to overcome that negative momentum. If they come out strong, they come out fast, and they come out positive, they're going to keep good momentum. But right now, they're missing that opportunity, and they're getting beaten to it by, like, the Joe Blow story that's honestly painting the movie in a negative light for most fans.
Yeah, it really has. It's had the worst effect it could have had.
And I don't think it just hasn't
got any context. It doesn't make any sense when the real plot isn't out there.
Yeah, and I don't think... I mean, that obviously wasn't his intent. It wasn't like, look at this fucked up story for Jurassic Park 4. Like, you know, it was like, oh, hey, this is really awesome. Here's the Jurassic World story idea.
He loves the idea.
Yeah, he loves it. And I don't love it as much as he does, but...
I'm really 50-50 about it.
Yeah, I'm in the 50-50 zone. I think that it could be done well. I think it could be done awful, and right now we don't know enough to know. I'm just hoping that we're going to land in a camp of, like, this is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the new park, and so from there already I'm really excited, you know.
Yeah, I have high expectations. I really do. I'm sure they're going to pull something amazing out of the bag.
Are they a magician? Are they gonna pull a rabbit out of the hat?
I think that's what I'm going for. I'm gonna say
okay
hat.
All right.
I just reading a question actually from my bro Andrew. He says, if you could be any kind of dinosaur from any period, what would you be? # asking the big questions. Assis, what would you be?
Freak, come to me next. I have no idea yet. I'm gonna think about it.
All right, carnivorous dinosaur. Okay, I think I'd be a Majungasaurus, because you're sort of Carnotaurus-like, and I really love Carnotaurus, but those short little arms would throw me off. So Majungasaurus, he does have longer arms, not by much, but at least enough to work with. So Majungasaurus for a carnivorous dinosaur, and I think a Pachyrhinosaurus for an herbivore.
Cool. Personally, no idea. To be honest with you, I'm not like a dinosaur fan as much as I am a Jurassic Park fan. I love
it. Yeah, same with me, I think.
Yeah. So, but personally, Dilophosaurus, because it's so damn cool, and that's the one dinosaur I want to see return.
Yeah, that would be awesome seeing a Dilophosaurus return. Yeah.
As it was. Frills, spit. It's Jurassic Park, for sure. You know.
Just give it a little extra hook on the end of its jaw. Not as pronounced as the real species, but not as subdued as the one in the movie.
Yeah.
And boom, as soon as its frill's tucked away, it basically looks 100% accurate to the real dinosaur. And then when the frill pops out, it's the Jurassic Park-style dinosaur. Boom. Movie magic.
Aziz, have you got one?
Well, I think Triceratops.
Oh, sorry, movie magic. Yeah.
What?
That made me laugh. Aziz,
yeah, I think just Triceratops. I think it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I love Pachyrhinosaurus. There was something so cool and, like, majestic about the Pachyrhinosaur. Like, I love Triceratops, don't get me wrong, but the Pachyrhinosaur, there's just something, like, that's a really cool animal. I love Pachyrhinosaurus.
That just sounds boring now. Jeez. You guys are picking such exotic animals.
Yeah, like, people are like, Majungasaurus. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Really, I've dropped that like 1,000 times. I was like, in the past, I'm like, hey, I wonder if like, before I knew the new dinosaur is fictional, I'm like, I wonder if the new dinosaur is a Majungasaurus. I'm like, sort of like a Carnotaurus, sort of like an Allosaurus. Boom, Majungasaurus.
I'm Googling it.
I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I have looked at this before.
I remember you talking about this. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but it's a pretty neat looking abelisaurid. If you look at its skull, you'll see that it, there's a decent reproduction of, there's a few decent reproductions of it. A little spikier, a little scootier than the Allosaurus. Skull's a bit thicker and meatier.
It's but got it like does little, kinda look like an Allosaurus.
It looks like you've got a Carnotaurus and Allosaurus, mix yeah. them.
Or
you've
even is it Ceratosaurus? The one in JP3.
Oh, Ceratosaurus, yeah.
Ceratosaurus.
There's a very good chance that I am mispronouncing a lot of these dinosaurs, because while I do know my dinosaurs, I'm not that great at pronouncing them.
Well, that's fair enough, Chris.
You know, I know a lot of my dinosaurs, and I know, I mean, you know, there's... You know what? Nah, I won't go into that right now. I was going to start ranting about, like, Megaraptor and what people thought it was, and then what it turns out it was, and that just really has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. But do you guys remember when people thought Megaraptor was a giant raptor, and now it turns out it's an abelisaurid? The thing they thought was its killing claw for its foot was actually its thumb claw. It kind of reminds me of the description of the new dinosaur, the Megaraptor, like the real Megaraptor.
Maybe.
But I don't think it is, because we already know it's a hybrid, but I think they're borrowing aspects from a lot of these different dinosaurs. Yeah. I like Majungasaurus. He's kind of cool looking. He kind of looks old and proud and dangerous.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just reading through the tweets. It's basically just a load of people hating on the concept.
They're like, oh, God.
People need to give it a chance, man. Like,
and Jurassic World FR, the French Jurassic World, they think it's a Carnotaurus, but I mean, we've got a. How can
it's
be a Carnotaurus?
Though.
Yeah, it's not a Carnotaurus. Carnotaurus, not Carnosaur, guys. God,
you don't know.
That's like a sci-fi movie, isn't it? Carnosaur.
Sorry, I don't know dinosaurs. Much.
It's okay. It's okay. Carnotaurus is definitely not a mix of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a Velociraptor, a snake, and a cuttlefish. It's not a Carnotaurus. I'll tell you guys flat out what I've been hearing for a long time, what we've been hearing for a long time. It's a fictional dinosaur. It's something they made up. It's not a Carnotaurus. It might draw influence from it, but it's not a Carnotaurus.
But there's loads of people who are commenting that, and I'm just like, but how is that possible? Because
like the story leak flat out says it's a hybrid, and
yeah.
I mean, they might draw influence from the Carnotaurus, but I mean, okay, well, in the real Taurus Hawaii, they posted pictures of the paddock that this dinosaur is being kept in, and in one of the pictures you can see the scratch marks, which we saw before, the scratch marks that it left inside.
Mm-hmm.
Carnotaurus could not do that with his little tiny baby arms. They're three-fingered scratch marks, and...
To me, when I first saw the picture, I just thought, well, that's just a new raptor pit. I thought this could be where they're keeping the new dinosaur, and then I thought, yeah, but it could just be where they're keeping the raptors, because, you know, they're obviously going to be them a hell of a lot more secure than they were in the first movie.
I thought it's where they were keeping Wolverine, and that we're going to see, like, an Jurassic World.
Dude, I want to see that.
Wolverine, they kept him in there, and he's just trying to claw his way out. Wolverine versus a pack of Velociraptors. Oh, man. To be fair, three fingers, Velociraptor, boom. But it is the new dinosaur paddock, from what we've been told, so...
Yeah, it's nice to assume, isn't it? I mean, I just thought... Because it got me thinking when we saw the map, there's no raptors on it, and Collins... I swear Collins spoke in raptors before. They're in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard of raptors a few times.
Yeah, but where are they gonna... You know, where are they gonna be
So we were assuming that the T-Rex is being kept in T-Rex Kingdom. The more I think about it, T-Rex Kingdom is probably the name of the place where, like, all the amusement park rides are and, like, play zones for kids are. Like, the more I think about that, I'm like, that's right next to the visitor center. It's pretty damn small. I'm like, on the other side, there's an amphitheater. I'm like, you know what's there? That's the amusement park. That's, like, the kids' play zone. It's called T-Rex Kingdom, but there's no dinosaurs in T-Rex Kingdom. I think that's where the... That's like the, because it says rides and attractions basically, so I'm pretty sure that's not going to be a dinosaur pit. I think T-Rex Kingdom literally is going to be like where your rides and roller coasters and like kind of like Camp Jurassic from Universal Studios and everything like that. I think that's what it's going to be in T-Rex.
Discovery Center kind
of. Yeah, I think it's going to be like a play area basically.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't look big enough for a Rex to be in a paddock kind of thing, you know.
And then as soon as you think of that, you're like, well then the only dinosaurs that you have out there in the wild are what, Triceratops and Gallimimus. So obviously those are like the two sections of the park.
Unless the tamed dinosaurs is tamed dinosaurs and they bring out the T-Rex and the Raptor.
Oh, shut up. Don't even say that. That's disgusting. I love like, tamed raptors like, and stuff. I don't want to see that. No.
No one wants to see that, man. I don't want to fucking see that.
Like, they don't even have them in cages. Like, they just kind of waddle around.
Well, like, oh, my God. That's like, such a fucking mess.
You've read the John Sayles script. Yeah, we've all read
raptors
that. They keep the raptors on the ground.
They're just like have raptors pulling ice cream carts around the park. People get their ice cream.
I'm not saying that, man. It's not Dinotopia. I'm saying, like, in that John Sayles script, you've got raptors that are being kept on the ground, never see the light of day. They're not in their own pit. They're just being kept hidden.
In cages?
And then they're brought out for what they need to be brought out.
Maybe to, like, the amphitheater or something like that.
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm saying. Maybe because the T-Rex and the raptors aren't on the map. Maybe. I've not heard that, and that's definitely not something I want. But I'm just saying, you know, that's why they're not on the map.
I don't know, because then I feel like that would be limiting themselves too much. Like, I feel like what would be the point of the giant monorail system going around the entire park if you don't have dinosaurs out in the park? Like, you know, people aren't going to take the monorail just to see a Triceratops and Gallimimus. I mean, I would, personally, but they would want more species than that.
Yeah, definitely. Which is good, because I don't want to believe what I just said.
I don't think... Honestly, that's not the dinosaur map. That's just the rides, attractions, and, like, locations map.
Yeah, the areas. They've segregated the park a bit.
There's going to be, like, a zoo map that, like, shows you, like, where the, like, what dinosaurs and where their paddocks are and everything like that. And, I have no doubt that we will... we obviously don't have the full picture. We have a glimpse into the park, but we really don't have a full idea of what's going on. I'm really excited. I really think that the movie's in great hands. I hope they go the right direction because, you know, you have someone really talented, you have all the best intention, and they could still mess it up, you know. So, I mean, I have a lot of faith in the movie. That doesn't mean that it's going to turn out perfect. I think that it's in great hands, though, and I think it has a lot of potential to be awesome. And I don't think it's not going to be Jurassic Park 3 bad, where it just was like a rush, like, just kind of half-done movie. I mean, it's going to be a full-on movie, and I think it's going to have a lot of really great moments and beats. It might not go in the direction that all of us want it to, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I certainly hope so, man. It's been 12 years, and
I know
people think that it's a terrible concept that's being filmed right now. You know, Universal just simply wouldn't let that happen after what happened with Jurassic Park 3 and uncertain script, because, you know, all that. They wouldn't take 12 years to make a film. The producers wouldn't take 12 years to make a film if it wasn't settling on the perfect idea. Do you remember straight after JP3, Kathleen Kennedy said, I've been with Spielberg and blah blah blah, and we are spending time on the next Jurassic Park. I remember that interview. It was from like 2002. It was straight after, and they were like, yeah, we are doing Jurassic Park 4, but we're not going to jump at it. We're gonna wait until we have the perfect script. And so, well, it's been 12 years, so I'm pretty sure by now
they have a
perfect idea.
In theory, well, there's no such thing as perfect, so everyone's concept of perfect does, you know,
it's subjective, so.
Yes, no such thing as perfect, but I absolutely believe that they've really been trying to get this movie right. It's not going to be half thought out. No matter what, we're going to see a full vision. Jurassic Park 3 never felt like that movie did not have a vision. Whatever we see, it's going to have a vision, and it's going to deliver on that vision. The question is, will we like that vision or not? I love the idea of an open park. They might take it a step further and make some of it like a little like crazy. Like, well, you know, the trained dinosaur stuff. We'll see how trained they are. If we see it like more like a rodeo show, like a circus, where they're not really trained, they're more like
like just submissive to kind of get. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if we do have Chris Pratt riding on the back of a T-Rex with an army of Velociraptors behind him,
I'm out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll definitely watch, and that'll probably be the background of my computer for a while, but not for the reasons they want it to be. Not for the reasons they want it to be. Like, I would probably own a poster of that, but it would be in more like, well, so this is where it ends.
But if that happens, people will riot.
Oh my god! I can just imagine how funny that would be. No, that would not be funny. That would be
upsetting as hell just thinking about it.
That's not happening, guys. You're not gonna have Chris Pratt like charging on the back of a T-Rex like Optimus on the back of Grimlock in the new Transformers trailer.
Yeah, it's just not happening. They certainly. Do you remember when we had that John Sayles script, blah, 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 and then do you remember when Joe Johnston was on board to direct and he said, yeah, that script is long gone, you know, that concept is long gone. I legitimately believe pretty much everything from that script is long gone because it really did not feel Jurassic Park. And I bet we've heard the rumors that, well, the story that Spielberg read the script, fine, and then saw the concept art and went, get out of it, it's gone. So, you know.
But let's be honest. I mean, Spielberg has been fronting the movie for a while, and it seems like every story idea we've seen has dinosaurs working alongside humans, and humans messing with the dinosaur DNA even more. So if there's one core story beat that I think that Spielberg has wanted, he's wanted to see humans kind of tweak and screw with the dinosaurs.
Oh, wait, hang on. That's a good point. I think Jack posted, like, the other day, or he posted in the chat or whatever, that Rick Carter said that...
Dude. Let me talk about that.
Because that's so perfect, I think.
It's a perfect quote that I was... my friend Alex sent it to me. I posted it because I was trying to calm everyone's sort of nerves after the leak. Basically, in the making of Jurassic Park book in 93, Rick Carter said, for the first 10 years, at least, it would probably be taken very seriously, as in speaking about the park, until somebody started making sideshow freaks out of the dinosaurs. This Jurassic World apparently has been running for years, or a couple of years. You can kind of see that, okay, everything's working, everything's under control, everyone's loving the dinosaurs, let's push it.
That makes so much sense. That's so exciting, in my opinion, if it's done right.
Kind of, I guess. I want a dinosaur movie, first and foremost. I don't want to see a monster movie. Any other franchise.
There's still dinosaurs, though.
But you could say the same thing about King Kong, but did you really feel like you're seeing a dinosaur movie with King Kong?
That was a King Kong movie. It's different.
No, but it doesn't matter what the name is. You can say it's dinosaurs, but then if you put monsters on the screen, that doesn't really make it dinosaurs. What I'm saying is they should try to strive for mostly... I mean, one fictional dinosaur, it's not going to kill me, as long as the other dinosaurs are real. And, like, they can take artistic liberties with these dinosaurs, as long as they have them acting like animals and have it in the realms of believable science that we see happening in nature. Take those, you know, take artistic liberties, but make sure that they are believable. Like, I don't want to see, dinosaurs with atomic breath or six-limbed dinosaurs, because in nature you don't see animals with six, you know, you don't see, you know, other than insects, you don't see animals with six limbs, or, you know, that's why, you know, most dragons in movies now are basically wyverns, instead of having, you know, legs, arms, and wings, the arms and wings have now become the same thing because they want to make it more believable in terms of science. But either way, that's kind of going off subject. I want a dinosaur movie. I any other movie can be kind of like half dinosaur mutants. Jurassic Park, what makes it special, it's bringing dinosaurs to life. And most people, that's what they want to see. Yeah, they want to see dinosaurs.
Dude, I'm sure that's what we're going to see.
Absolutely.
I think to narrow it down, because we're getting to the end of the podcast, to narrow it down, I think, for everyone, it's completely fair and understandable to be annoyed, distraught, and worried about the Joe Blow leak, because it's written in a way that's so... here you go, here's a new dinosaur, it's a fucking mutant, and it scares people because that's not what we want from the franchise. But I think it's fair to say, without any context, without knowing the story for Jurassic World, you have to take it all with a pinch of salt, and you have to think, it might not be what I'm imagining in my head.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think what people have in their head and what they're going to see on screen are two different things. You're kind of going to play the telephone game with it. You're going to see where the rumor came from, you're going to understand why they explained it that way, but you're going to be like, god damn it, that could have been explained better, because what I had in my mind when I heard that explanation was a lot more grim than what I got. So that's what I think is going to happen. I think things aren't going to be as bad as they seem.
Yeah,
definitely. Before we end, do we want to, rewind real quick, throwback, and do we want to talk about the new dinosaur, like anything? Like, we did drop the name out of nowhere. Do we want to talk about that name at all anymore or anything like that?
No, I don't think we should.
Okay. Just let it happen the way it happened or anything. So is there anything else we want to touch on, or do you think we touched on it well enough?
I think, I was going to ask you guys, like, is there anything else we needed to talk about? Because I feel like we flew through this.
Yeah.
I feel like we've missed something.
Yeah, I do.
I'm having that empty feeling too. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah,
maybe the new microphone's fucking with them.
They're just
not used to this.
They're too good. We're used to like the fourth imaginary static man. So for the listeners of the podcast, here's an idea. Why don't you tell us, knowing that the dinosaur is going to be fictional and accepting the dinosaur is going to be fictional and knowing the kind of general concept around the dinosaur, why don't you tell us what you do want to see with it and what you do want to see with the idea of tame dinosaurs? Why don't you come and say, okay, so I'm not the biggest fan of this idea, or I am a big fan of this idea, but tell us how you want to see it happen. Or even better yet, why don't you try sketching up some drawings of what the new dinosaur is with the descriptions you've heard online? I'm very curious to see what people pump out. Cuttlefish, by the way, it's not going to affect its look. It's not going to look fishy or anything like that. It's just its skin's able to change color because of the cuttlefish. Same with the snake. It's not going to look like a snake. It's not a giant snake with arms or anything like that. Its jaw can dislocate to help it swallow. And by the way, some dinosaurs are believed to actually be able to do that, including some theories say the Carnotaurus could dislocate its jaw to help swallow big prey.
Oh, well, however, maybe it's Carnotaur then.
But I know it's
it has to be, because it's a T-Rex.
It's a T-Rex and a Velociraptor and a snake. It's a Carnotaurus.
It's got to be a Carnotaurus.
Because what happens when you get a... Yeah. Either way, you're not going to see some sort of, like, snake monster with arms or anything like that. You're not going to see... You're not going to see a dinosaur with tentacles. You're going to see a dinosaur that probably looks like it belongs to the Abelisaurid family. And... it's going to be kind of scooty and spiky. Not super spiky, but it's going to be scutes and scales. And it's going to be cool looking. And it's going to look mean. And it might look a little like a Mosaicosaurus in the face. And just draw it. I don't know. I want to see what people's interpretations are, because I've heard it described to me, but I'm not a good enough artist to make this come to life. So someone bring it to life for me, please.
Yeah, tweet us. Tweet Chris. Give us your drawings. And I think the last bit of news I want to mention is something Aziz found literally just minutes before we did the podcast. What language is it?
What did I find?
You know, the article with the leak.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I actually found this on JP Legacy, so shout out to them. Good for them. It's just some Spanish site that was just recapping the Joe Blow article, and at the end they said that Colin Trevorrow got a extension to move the movie to 2015 from 2015 to 2016. But I'm pretty sure that's not right.
That doesn't sound right to me at all.
Yeah, it's just a mistake, I think.
They probably meant 2014 to 2015.
That's what I said, because the way they talked about it is so he can realize his vision or something, which is pretty much what they said for the last delay. So.
Yeah, his vision must be pretty damn grand if he needs to film from now until God knows when, and then release the film in 2016. Like, the only way that I could see that ever happening is like their CG house. Like, if IOM said, bad news, guys, we bit off more than we can chew, and we have to delay your movie, CG, or half-ass it. That's the only way I could see a delay happening at this point, where they're like, well, we need the movie to look good, so let's push it back a pinch so we can get the CG right. But I don't think that's not going to happen. We would have, there would be more, I think there would be more ripples coming out from that. You'd see the waves.
Wouldn't happen because the pre-production wouldn't allow that to happen.
Yeah, or they would
exactly
go to
going into. So
they would go and they would just outsource to another CG house. There are other CG houses out there, and I'm sure there are other CG houses working on Jurassic World, because that's commonplace in films to have major and minor CG houses work on a movie.
Well, I have a friend in the visual effects industry who was actually trying to get a job on Jurassic World. So I've had a fair bit of information from him over the years, and I know that. I believe he said, I could be wrong, but I think he said this is the first Jurassic Park film for ILM where they'll be most likely hiring out to other companies, because it's so common now, everyone learned about it on Life of Pi. they, these big VFX companies, they hire out little companies to do certain work. And
I think ILM will focus on the dinosaurs, but other companies you might see doing like things like the buildings and mixing of like the plates and everything like that. If they have like a background shot and it's supposed to be like, you know, if you're supposed to have like the Honolulu Zoo in the foreground, but like the mountains of like Kauai in the background or something like that. Yeah. You know, like you'll see other visual effects studios, visual effects houses doing that. And then of course, I don't think ILM's gonna do the.
Hang on. Sorry to interrupt here. The Jurassic Park / movie website, right?
The other Chris P.
Yeah.
The sci-fi one.
He just tweeted something interesting. It says, "Hold on to your butts, big in capitals
info yeah, about the drop." Okay, I'm gonna retweet that, and then all right, so we had a little bit of a detour right there because our friends over at sci-fi.com dropped an interesting bit of news. First, they said they're gonna have some big news for Jurassic World hitting soon, and we asked them, and they said, "We've got the name of the new dinosaur." And we're like, "Is it D-Rex?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then they're like, "But do you have the full name?" And we're like, "No." And then they're like, "Diabolus Rex." And the story is up there. So earlier we were speculating about what the name was. Diabolus Rex, D-Rex, it's out there. So yeah, and Diabolus Rex. I don't like the Rex. I don't feel like the dinosaur should have Rex in its name, but the name Diabolus, horrible.
We dropped D-Rex at the start of the podcast before the guys at Sci-Fi dropped this news.
And so, I totally dropped it by accident, which is the funny part.
Yeah, because we weren't ready to talk about that. And then, so I'm glad it's out, actually. I'm glad that's out now. People know that. Also, it's worth just pointing out for people reading, the dinosaur picture they have in the article is not new. It's not from Jurassic World. It's just a mock-up from someone.
Yeah, it looks like a T-Rex.
Yeah, so don't get that confused, because it does look new. It also looks like bad CGI, so...
Yeah, don't worry, guys. That picture... Good job for Sci-Fi to get that
one. Well done, guys.
I can't believe they got Diabolus Rex. Like, I've been trying to get for a while now. Like, what does the D stand for? And all I get are winky faces. God damn it. They got the Diabolus, though, so there we go.
Yeah, well done to those guys, and... That is a good place to end the podcast. So obviously, mm-hmm. We hope you've enjoyed this third episode. It's been a bit all over the place, getting used to the microphones, blah blah blah. But it's been fun, as always.
One of these times where we don't like have as breaking news to cover and we pace it out a little bit more, we should definitely have a guest on.
Oh no, we will. Yeah. I've been speaking to a few people who want to come on. Obviously, we've got Derek.
Derek.
And I don't know if you guys know Josh Malone. He doesn't post much anymore online on JP Legacy, but you guys know Josh Malone?
What's his handle?
I think it was Veritas for a while.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, he's like one of my longest JP fans online.
I know most of the people I know would be from JP Toys, because that's where I've been active on since like 2002 or 2003 Demon Carnotaur.
Yeah, Carnotaur.
Carnotaur. God damn it. It used to be Demon Carnotaurus, and I just realized Demon Carnotaur flowed better, so. Actually, when I first joined, it was Carnotaurus 1350.
The more you know.
Yeah, I know. A little fun fact, right? But yeah, now Demon Carnotaur, and now Chris likes dinos, because it just sounds better, and sounds way less serious.
Who doesn't like dinos?
I wasn't aware that you liked
dinosaurs. Yeah, I know, right? Who would have known? Who would have known?
Cool. Well, it was nice speaking to you guys. We will do this again. I swear we'll do this again sometime.
Probably. We pumped out like 3 podcasts in a ridiculously short amount of time after like not managing to get a podcast going for like 7 or 8, however many months it's been.
We're like, thank you for listening to the podcast too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think part of what did it for me was how bloody well it's been received. That was so British of me. How bloody well it's been received. But I'm just getting some comments in of the D-Rex. The name seems a little cheesy, but I guess it's supposed to be a sideshow freak in the context of the film. And then someone says, "What a joke."
Okay, yeah.
You know. But yeah, yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everyone. And I'm just about to check the views very quickly. The first episode has 2,500, and the second, which we dropped. We keep saying dropped. We released the second episode on the 18th, a couple of days ago. 887 views, and obviously that doesn't include iTunes and all the downloads, the MP3 downloads. So thank you all for listening to the podcast, being really supportive of it, and it seems like you're really enjoying it. So
yeah,
just let us know what you want to hear, and we will discuss it. We are big Jurassic Park fans.
It's cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So yeah,
bye.
Adios.
Yeah, nice one, guys. Speak to you soon.
Okay, yeah, guys. See you later.